It appears University of Cincinnati scientists have discovered something really big. Their unique recreation of photosynthesis in a lab could be commercialized to clean up dirty air and create new biofuels. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Meet the Toongara frog. Learning about this Central American amphibian and its special frog foam was the eureka moment for UC biomedical engineering researchers. They were looking for ways to take energy from the sun and carbon from the air to create new forms of biofuels. Dr. David Wendell says he began thinking about the Toongara as an effective tool in the photosynthesis process after reading an article about the frog from British scientists.
And so they published something on just the frog protein itself, because they were interested in how it works. And I read that and then thought that would be a great addition for our work with the foam.
The frogs make foam nests resistant to bacteria and fungus to protect their tadpoles. The nests can last up to 2 weeks. Inside a University of Cincinnati biochemistry lab, Wendell and student Jacob Todd show off the frog foam they genetically engineered. No real frogs involved here. Todd pumps the foam into a petri dish.
It almost has a little bit of it's a very thick consistency.
It looks like dish soap.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
UC scientists tried detergents 5 or 6 years ago, but discovered they cause molecules to degrade and were not resistant to bacteria and fungus. It takes about 10 minutes to create the frog foam in a lab, mixing things together and blowing air through it to inflate the foam.
We'll take the proteins, put them in this pipette, you know, and aspirate the liquid into foam, and then we'll shine light on it, and we'll wait several hours, and then deflate it. Either, you know, you can spin it down, or you can just, you know, wait.
Wendell and others put plant, bacterial, frog, and fungal enzymes in the foam to produce sugars from the sun and carbon dioxide. One of the primary interests for the foam, according to Dean of Engineering and Applied Science Carlo Montemagno, is using it for carbon capture and biofuel generation.
The system that we have takes carbon out of the atmosphere. It takes the carbon out of the atmosphere, uses the sunlight to go and remold the molecules into a fuel. So it's carbon neutral, let's say.
He compares it to the harvesting of corn, a less efficient process, he says, because of the fertilizer used and fuel needed for the tractors. In nature, the available sugar to generate fuels is 5% because plants have to grow and reproduce. UC researchers say this foam can convert 96% of the light energy directly into making sugars.
Time will tell how important this is. I'm not going to speculate that. I think that, you know, there are many new inventions which never see the light of day. I think the features of what we've done allow it to be scalable and commercially deployed.
UC has been getting calls to commercialize the product. One reason, Wendell says, is because it can be applied to very rich CO2 environments.
It's like the flue gas from coal-burning power plants, where you can capture the CO2, convert it directly into sugar, and then take that sugar, and it can be used for a variety of things. You can make a fuel called dimethylfuran. You could ferment it into ethanol. You can actually make plastics from sugars.
The process is apparently cost-effective, $10 per 1 million BTUs compared to $300 using algae. When the artificial photosynthesis actually worked at UC, student Jacob Todd was not surprised.
We had put so much work into it in the long haul that it was kind of a more of a question of when as opposed to if it was going to happen. So certainly exciting, but also expected.
Montemagno has been working on elements of this process for over a decade.
You know, this is really nice because it gets traction because everybody's worried about energy and the environment right now. But the real underlying, for me, the real underlying advantage of this is that we demonstrate that we're able to incorporate life processes, make it intrinsic. And that's what's really magical about this.
More people will read about this magical process in September. It's the cover story for Nano Letters. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.